الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فقال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحج أشهر معلومات ومن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى واتقون يا أولي الألباب. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Today is the day of Jumu'ah, and just a few reminders that we should appreciate this great day. This day, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has referred it to as an Eid more greater than the other two Eids also. Now the Eid of Bakra Eid will be coming, of Qurbani. Ramzan Eid went. We all know we paid so much attention to it. Our thoughts, everything. But Jumu'ah is a more greater Eid, but we don't pay any attention. It's not anything special, because we think of it as a Friday, and just like a Saturday or Wednesday, any other day it is. But if we take it as Jumu'ah, we know it is a very special day. Ulama have written that the night of Jumu'ah, that was last night, from Maghrib till this morning, Subah Sadiq, is more valuable than Laylatul Qadr also. And Laylatul Qadr, Allah says, خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ, better than 1,000 months. And each month has got 30 nights. So it's better than 30,000 nights. Those who made some ibadat, extra ibadat last night, they got sawab of 30,000 nights and even more. But all of us practically, we didn't pay any attention. Last night was just like any other night. And this bayan also doesn't make difference to almost any one of us. It's just we have to listen. We don't have to do anything. No amal that next Jumu'ah we will now start making ibadat on Thursday night or observing Jumu'ah as a special day. We still just as what we are doing, we'll carry on doing. It makes no difference to us. So this is a very, very great day and a very great night. Allah give us tawfiq that how many Jumu'ahs have passed in our lives. Every year about 50 Jumu'ahs. If we are now about 50 years old, if you take out 15 years, so 35 times 50, how many Jumu'ahs have passed, but we haven't gained anything. And when we go to Akhirat and we will see that how much we could have gained, we will then be so sorrowful. But of course, that won't help us at that time. And the special ibadat, amal of Jumu'ah, which has come in four of the six Dora Hadith Kitabs, which shows how authentic it is. And Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali says, the most reward for any amal in Islam is for this amal. That is, if a person does six very simple, very easy things for Jumu'ah, then he will get the reward of one whole year's ibadat sawab for every step that he takes. Plus, one whole year's roza sawabs. Roza is ibadat. But in this hadith, it has been mentioned separately. And what are the six amals that we should do? Is to bath and wear clean clothes. That in fact, inshallah, every Muslim does. Second is to come walking for Jumu'ah. That is very important. Try and keep on, always be walking for Jumu'ah. Third is to go as early as possible. And the latest of being early is when the Imam stands up for his khutbah. By then we should be in the masjid properly. The fourth is to sit as close as possible to the Imam. The fifth is to listen attentively. We shouldn't be daydreaming. We shouldn't be planning and thinking about other things. We should listen attentively. And sixth is not to do anything useless, like playing with one's watch or cufflinks or glasses or anything. We should sit motionless. Those six simple things a person does on Jumu'ah, then for every step he takes, if he takes about 500 steps for coming for Jumu'ah,
500 years of ibadat sawab. So there are great, great rewards and 500 years of roza sawabs. Allah give us tawfiq to observe the day of Jummah and to understand the value of it. And then also a special ibadat of the day of Jummah is Durood Sharif Salawat ala Nabi, which is also a very special ibadat of Medina Sharif and generally for our lives also. At that point, each one of us ask ourselves, how many duruds do I read a day? Today, my Jummah day has already halfway finished, just a little bit left. How many duruds did I read? A person, ulama say, should read the bare minimum 100 durood sharif every day. And Jummah, we should increase it to 300. The rewards are very, very great of durood sharif. A person who reads 100 times every day, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala himself writes on the forehead of that person, Bara'atu minan nifaq wa bara'atu minan nar, that this person will be free from nifaq. Nifaq means hypocrisy. A two-faced person, like a chameleon. He changes colors according to where he is. A person who blows with the wind. And the definition in the hadith that came of a munafiq, that when he's with one group of people, then he talks like them, he mixes with them, he's like one of them. And when he's with the opposite people, then he's like them. Both sides he puts in. Which today, unfortunately, our learned people have called this keeping peace with everyone. What the hadith has defined as hypocrisy, nifaq. We call it peace, or we call it unity, to have unity amongst people. In other words, you must make Allah also happy, Rahman, and make Shaitan also happy. Must have peace with Shaitan also, peace with Rahman also. Whereas Allah Ta'ala has said, Inna Shaitana lakum aduun fattakhidhuhu aduwa. Shaitan is your open enemy, so treat him, take him as your enemy. You can't make him your friend. So those who are against the deen of Islam, that is the deen of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, the original Islam, we can't be friends with such people who go against that, who want to modernize Islam. Like, for example, make photography permissible, or music, or intermingling of man and woman, interfaith things. All these things are totally alien according to Islam. They are not permitted at all. So we should stay away from all that, and those who associate in those things, we must keep away from them also. So this will come by the barakat of reading 100 times a day durood. Allah will put that into us. And bara'atum minan nar, we will given full protection from fire of Jahannam also. We all well understand and know we can't tolerate one matchstick flame or a cigarette lighter flame. Where are we going to tolerate the flames of Jahannam? And if we are going in the qabr with these conditions, then what will happen to us? So by a simple amal of 100 times a day durood, we can get saved from all that. A person who reads 100 times a day durood sharif, Allah tabaraka ta'ala, sees to 100 needs of his, 70 of the akhirat and 30 of this world. A person who reads 100 times a day durood sharif, Allah Ta'ala gives him the mort of a shaheed. That is, a shaheed, before his first drop of blood falls on the ground, he's totally forgiven all his guna. His darjas are so high, that a person looks up, his topi will fall down. But you can't see the great heights of a shaheed. And to become a shaheed, you have to be on the battlefield. Bombs are falling. Grenades are exploding. There's gunfire. Your wife becomes a widow. Your children become orphans. Yeah, sitting in the comfort of the masjid, you're not feeling hot, you're not feeling cold, you're not feeling tired, exhausted. Just 100 times durood, which only takes 2 minutes, and you can get the same. The position of a shaheed. But unfortunately, most of us, we keep on hearing it, but we don't make amal. We don't do it. in the qabr, we'll be ever so sorry, but then we won't be able to do anything about it. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So, Durood Sharif is a great, great, great ibadat, which we should try and do regularly, inshallah. Then now, the days of Hajj ayah. As soon as the moon is sighted for Eid, after Ramadan, the first of Shawwal, the Mawsam, the season of Hajj starts. And it should be, if we observed our Ramadan properly, and that is why Allah gives us every year Ramadan, so that we cleanse and purify ourselves. And like all of us know, for Jummah we take our bath, we wear clean clothes. Everyone feels nice when you take a bath, you wear clean clothes. How many put on attar, itar, and you feel nice. So when we cleanse ourselves of dirt and filth, and that is what is the month of Ramadan, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you purify yourself, you get taqwa within you. So a person who has done that, automatically he will desire that to be with Allah Ta'ala, to be close with Allah. And that is al-Hajj. Hajj is where you go now to your beloved house, to the Kaaba Sharif. And it is like a magnet that pulls you, and you just want to go. So there is no doubt that of all us sitting here, perhaps nobody is going for Hajj this year. There may be one or two persons, but most probably nobody is going. But everybody's heart should be there in the Hajj. That is a sad part, that we don't even think about the Hajj. It's not in our thoughts, it's not in our talks, it's not, we don't make dua for the Hajjis. Like we got no connection with Hajj. Though we are not going, but our hearts should be there. And very, very fortunate is that person who perhaps is not there for Hajj, but his heart is there all the time. And very unfortunate is that person who is there, but his heart is not there. He's still watching TV, he's still watching his phone, that was the politics at home, what's the score, what's the weather, what's the sports results, all that he's worried while he's there in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, in Hajj. What's the value of that? So though we are not going, we are far, but if our hearts are there, very fortunate. But as I say, many, almost all of us, we don't even think. We don't even think of how the Palestinians are suffering. Just when we hear something about it, then we pay some attention. But otherwise, it's not in our mind at all. We don't make dua for them. We don't think of them. We don't have any feelings for them. Whereas in the Hadith Sharif it comes, the whole ummah is like one body. And one body, if any one part of a body has some pain, difficulty, the rest of the body also feels it. And we are all totally affected. Like that it should be. If any part of the ummah is going through any difficulty, we should also feel it. But unfortunately, we don't feel it. With regard to now this Hajj period, nobody really talks about it. We talk other subjects, which are also deeny subjects, which are also required. But at the time of Hajj, we should be talking about Hajj, about Qurbani, about the sacrifices of Ibrahim alayhi salam, everything that has to do with Hajj and with Qurbani, that is now. And the talks also should be in that direction. Our thoughts also should be like that. And the Imams, when they read, also, they should read those ayat of Qurbani, of the sacrifices of Ibrahim alayhi salam. All of us should be involved in it. So this is what it is. When the moon used to be sighted for Ramzan Eid, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullah alayhi writes that everyone else used to get happy is Eid tomorrow, or today is Eid, having nice food, sweet meats, all the chicken and the roast and whatever all people are having, eating. But he says, my happiness is that I think and my thoughts is that all the lovers of Allah are going to be gathering at the Kaaba Sharif. That is, they're going to be coming for Hajj. From every country, every part of the world, people will be coming for Hajj. And all, they will be take out their normal dressing, what they wear, and they will just be in the two sheets of the ihram. And everyone will have on his tongue, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik, La Sharika, Laka Labbaik, Inna Alhamda wa Ni'mata Lak, Wal Mulk, La Sharika Lak. How wonderful it is, that environment. This should be in our minds. And we will get the reward according to that. Though we are not going, we are not spending thousands of rands, we are not making bookings, we are not leaving our home, our mind should be there. And one easy way to get the reward of Hajj and Umrah every day is by making Ishraq Namaz. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person who makes his Ishraq Namaz, he gets the reward of Hajj and Umrah full, tam, tam, tam. Three times Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that Hajj you can only make in the 5 days of the year. Hajj takes place. And Umrah, yeah, every day, who will go every day for Umrah? But just by making our Ishraq, our person gets the sawab of Hajj and Umrah so easily. So anyway, our minds at least should be there. Our thoughts should be there. And even if we're not going this year, we're not going next year also. We are still like young people. We are still studying, etc. But prepare ourselves mentally. As far as masail are concerned, what are the masalas of Hajj? As far as the history of Hajj is concerned, where did the Hajj start? And how was it done before, etc.? Lot of things to learn in the history. Then the spirituality of Hajj, to know the spiritual significance that now after Ramadan, after making effort, if we spend Ramadan correctly, that is, then a person's heart is connected with Allah. Now he has found his Allah. And then Hajj is, now that we get prepared and we go for Hajj now. So how fortunate. And this is the tartib, the sequence of it. That Ramadan, if we spend correctly, then automatically a person will get the desire to go for Hajj now. And then when a person goes for Hajj, and he goes with his two sheets of ihram, everything else he has put off. No vest also, no topi also, no amama, no brief jockey, no socks, nothing. All that must be off. And everyone, the king also and the slave also, both will be dressed exactly the same now. Otherwise, the king dresses like the king and the slave like the slave. But in the matter of Hajj, all are equal in front of Allah Ta'ala. So what a beautiful scene. And so many other aspects of Hajj. Every year we should try and brief ourselves up. Study it. So that when our turn comes, we are fully ready for Hajj. Otherwise, our example is, like in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina aminu taqumma haqqa tuqati. Fear Allah as Allah is supposed to be feared. And in that case, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And do not die, but in a state that you have totally surrendered to Allah Ta'ala. So we have to learn how to surrender to Allah. Otherwise, we die, but we didn't learn how to die also. Poet says in Urdu, Kafan bardosh ho gay. Well, died. They've given us ghusl. They put our kafan. Kafan bardosh ho gay. Lekin abhi marna nahi sikha. But we haven't still learned how to die. How to die in the pleasure of Allah. That Allah must be happy with us. As we know that a person can't drive a car on a public road without a driver's license. He's supposed to have a license. Otherwise, he's not permitted to drive. In the same way, Hajj, a person cannot make if he didn't learn the masalas of Hajj. But today a person goes, he knows nothing about Hajj. He comes back and he's a Hajjist up now. But he knows nothing about Hajj. And other areas also where we are very negligent. A person gets married and he doesn't know one masala of marriage. Neither does the wife know, neither does the husband know. Just we're getting married. It's a social trend. We don't take it as a religious dini matter also. And we don't, Islamically, what we are supposed to do for an Islamic nikah, the most we will do is walima. So we did it according to sunnah. But there is much more if you want to make a nikah according to sunnah. But unfortunately, we don't do that also, just wildly. Another area was business. Hazrat Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in his time of Khilafat, he did not allow a person to start a business until he knew the laws of business. Only then was he allowed to start business and do business. Today anyone thinks, I want to do business, I want to buy and sell cars, I want to sell samosas, I want to sell pizzas, anything, just put it on the phone, I'm selling this. Anyone want to buy can come and buy. But the masalas about it, we don't know at all. So, and all that money, if the masala is not right, and if we are making a mistake, all that money we are making is haram money. But we are happy we are doing business. So Allah give us tawfiq. So Hajj also, that a person, Urdu poet says, kafan pardosh ho gay, lekin abhi Hajj karna nahi sikha. A person is lying on his coffin already, in his coffin, ready to be buried, and he didn't learn how to die. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُ مُسْلِمُونَ. And do not die, but in the condition that you have totally surrendered yourself to Allah. But we don't surrender. Our eyes are out of control. We're looking at haram. Our tongues are out of control. What things we speak, what our terrible, bad language that we use. So the tongue has to come in order, the eyes, every other part of the body also. For that Allah gave us the month of Ramadan and the rosas of Ramadan. Then we will be ready and our heart will automatically incline towards Kaaba Sharif, towards Muzdalifah, Arafat, Mina, etc. And then a person will enjoy his Hajj and make the maximum benefit out of Hajj. So for that, the Imams also should read in their namazes occasionally ayats of the about Hajj, Qurbani, about Muharram which comes after that, so that we can be reminded about all this. So it is a very, very important aspect that we prepare. Allah Ta'ala says, Al-Hajjo, Ashhurum Ma'lumat, that Hajj are done in a few months which are known. Everyone knows when Hajj is done. It's not done in Ramadan. It's not done in Muharram. The months are known. Al-Hajj Ashhur. فَمَنْ فَرَضَ فِيهِنَّ الْحَجِ. A person who is determined and going for Hajj. فَلَا رَفَ. There should be no indecency. No talks about evil and bad things. Not at all. Not even in your thoughts it should be. وَلَا فُسُوخ. And there should be no fisk. And for fusu, which means sinning, there should be no sinning. وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِ. And there should be no arguments, fighting, debating about one another. This is not the time that we get involved in debates about masalas also. It's a time of making our ibadat correctly. And being in a position that you know for yourself and you can help out other people. If we help out people, with many, many people who go for Hajj, they say certain portion is for sadaqah, to give away to the poor. There is great reward in that. But at the same time, we should also make sadaqah of our knowledge, and that people understand, have programs for them, for their life, that we should learn how to make Hajj, and we discuss it, we talk about it, so that everyone can benefit from it. So this is very, very important. So there should be no fusuq. فَمَنْ فَرَضَ فِيهِنَّ الْحَجِ فَلَا جِدَالَ. No indecent, فَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِ. And there should be no indecency, no evil. There should be no sinning, fusuq. And there should be no arguments and fights. And for that, a person where he packs his bags with his clothes, many people take their food also with. And they pack it all the things we prepare. make sure our passports, our visas are in order. But hardly anyone checks what the Quran Sharif says, they pack your bag of taqwa also. وَاتَّقُونِ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Have taqwa. فَمَنْ فَرَضَ فِيهِنَّ الْحَجِ فَلَا رَفَثُ وَلَا فُسُوقُ وَلَا جِدَالُ فِي الْحَجِ. وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرِ يَعْلَمُهُ اللَّهُ. And whatever good you will do, in fact, long before you do that good, Allah is fully aware of your condition. That are you going to do it or are you not going to do it? So a person must pack a bag of taqwa, bags of sabr, because on the journey of Hajj, there will be many occasions that a person gets angry, upset. And like, just like in Rosa, if somebody wants to argue with you, fight with you, just avoid him. And if he insists, tell him, Inni ru'un sha'imun. I'm a fasting person. In my fast, I haven't got time to fight and argue with you. Just like that in Hajj also. Anyone wants to fight, argue, say, I've come here for ibadat. I've come here to make Allah happy. I'm not here to fight and argue. So don't fall into arguments, into fights, etc. Just do what we have to do. وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِ وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يَعْلَمُهُ اللَّهُ. And whatever good you will do, Allah knows about it. In other words, there is great exhortation, great encouragement in doing good. Every person is got a nature in him. People are all born like with a mine, like you have a coal mine, diamond mine, gold mine, all different kinds of mines. We are also with mines. And to change that is very, it's impossible. You can't change. So we also, it's by nature generally, except those whom Allah Ta'ala chose, that we want to do our amal and people must know about it. People must praise us about it. So that is haram. If you do it with riya, with show, then the reward, there is no reward, it's all destroyed. But it is in you. And the work of the ulama and the mashayikh to make our Islam is not what is called izala, to take out that quality. All what is required is imala, that do it in the right way. All of us must be aware that a train that is traveling and where there is a junction, that is that railway station where trains change their direction. If they are going to the east, they go to the west from there. North, they go to the south. Then just out of the platform, there is a certain lever that is by the rail track. Then they lift it up and they put it the other side. Then the train goes in that direction now. Now it's all done automatically, no more manually. But that is all. So all we have to do is imala. That we like to show. People must praise us. So don't, it is in you. You are going to do it. But don't do it to show people. Just change the direction to show Allah. I'm going to please Allah. And I'm going to do it for Allah's pleasure. And then see how much. People praise you. How many people are going to praise you? If there are about 8, 10 billion people in the world, and you want people to praise you, so you made it known that I did this, I made Hajj, I made this ibadat, I made that ibadat. How many people? And those who know, how many are going to praise you? And who's going to praise you? Just in front of your face. Behind your back, they will speak bad about you again. For how long are they going to praise you? If you do it for Allah, Allah is more greater than the whole world. Not only the world now, but from Adam alayhi salam till Qiyamah day. So do it only for Allah Ta'ala. So Allah give us tawfiq. This great occasion, let us all get involved in it. Then the Qurbani will come. That also, everyone must be involved in the Qurbani also. We mustn't be like aloof from it, like we got nothing to do with it. Though I'm a poor person, I'm still a minor. Qurbani is not wajib on me, but my spirit must be in Qurbani. My feeling must be in Qurbani. All the other ibadat, the Palestinians, the Sudanese people, everyone in the world, all the Muslims, our connection must be with them. May Allah give us all tawfiq and make us proper Muslims. Otherwise, if we're living like the kuffar, and like the people of dunya, then it's very, very dangerous for us. And only Allah have mercy on us when we will die and go in the qabr Then what will be our condition? And there, there will be nobody to help us. This is the time now to correct ourselves. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.